I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois schools have shifted to e-learning, but making that change can be complicated, especially with schools that serve under-resourced minority populations. Youth Connection Charter Schools in Chicago serve a large number of homeless students and those who work in essential services. Northern Illinois University doctoral candidates like Christine Weber are researching how to engage these students with remote learning. That includes creating a 24-hour hotline.
Families and students can call to get assistance. They need food, medical attention, some place even to get social-emotional support if they're struggling, if there's some type of mental health crisis.
It can be difficult to deliver e-learning to students who don't have decent internet access, so the schools are sending out devices and hotspots. Students at YCCS often didn't succeed in traditional public schools. Webster says she and her fellow researchers hope their specialized e-learning plans can give students stability in a chaotic time. Meanwhile, most children are safe at home with their families during the COVID-19 crisis, but some children may not have this luxury. Yvonne Booz tells how one family service agency is reaching out to children in foster care.
Noelle Schamberger is the foster care program manager at Children's Home in Eight. She says staff are doing home visits, but they are limited.
We're doing those through porch visits, making sure that, you know, we're far enough away that if anyone were to be sick and didn't know that they were sick, that we're doing the appropriate social distancing.
She says sometimes they do have to go inside the home. Workers wear PPE in both cases. Schamberger also says children in foster care are still being placed and adoption procedures have not stopped. Children's Home A has offices across Illinois, including DeKalb and Rockford. I'm Yvonne Booz.
A nonprofit company opened a new site in Illinois to sterilize used N95 masks with hydrogen peroxide gas amid an increased need for them during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chicago Tribune reports Ohio-based Battelle started the cleaning process at the Waukegan sterilization facility this month. CEO Louis Von Thayer says the facility is intended to serve hospitals and first responders for free. Company officials say the site can clean as many as 80,000 masks daily. I'm Dan Clefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As we continue to see cases of COVID-19 in Southern Illinois rise, we are seeing reports from Jackson County, including 3 new reports of new cases. Jefferson County, 4 additional cases were reported, as well as 2 additional deaths. Both were residents at a long-term care facility in Jefferson County. Perry County has 2 additional cases, and you can see a full report of cases by county on our website. The Illinois Secretary of State's office would like state residents to renew their vehicle registration online. There's no need to wait for driver services facilities to reopen. If you need to renew, you could do it from home. Spokesperson Dave Drucker says it has been proven to be a popular option.
We've been fortunate in the time since mid-March, since the office has been closed down. We've had 400,000 people have renewed online.
You will need your registration ID and PIN, which can be found on your renewal notice or current registration card. Visit cyberdriveillinois.com to get started.